Honorable governors, I urge you not to ignore our continent. Many people say that this is the Asian century, but I believe strongly that this can be Africa's century. Our growth in 2015 was second only to that of Asia. According to the World Bank, 6 of the world's 10 fastest growing economies this year are in Africa. We are rich in natural resources and in possession of nearly 30% of the Earth's remaining mineral resources. We have a vibrant young population, and those who still have important security challenges, we are more at peace than before, despite the distressing events in DR Congo, leading to the displacement of hundreds of thousands of innocent people. The African Union has to rise to the occasion and mobilize the global community to find a peaceful, democratic outcome to the crisis in DR Congo. We now see the beginnings of meaningful intra-regional trade, which is about to be given an institutional framework by the historic decision of the African Union to bring into being on 21st March 2018 the Continental Free Trade Area. In my own region of ECOWAS, for the first time since its establishment, all 15 member countries have democratically elected governments, which gives us a great opportunity to prosecute vigorously the agenda of regional integration, not just with words, but with concrete regional projects that will benefit our populations. This is the time to look at Africa. Yes, it took this happen to find that African youths do not see a future in their respective countries and are willing to cross the Sahara Desert on foot and drown in the Mediterranean Sea in a desperate bid to reach the mirage of a better life in Europe. With the majority of African economies dependent on the production and export of raw materials, who can blame them for wanting to leave? These economies cannot produce wealth and prosperity for the masses on the continent. It therefore drives the determination to seek a much better standard of living out of Africa, thereby fueling the refugee crisis and the numerous counts of illegal migration. The large range of migrations into the United States from Ireland and Italy in the 19th century has completely subsided because the economies of those two countries are working properly. We in Africa cannot continue traveling the worn path of limited success of being exporters of raw materials. Our problems require that we think outside of the box. Our thinking and approach to solving problems must be different from the thinking and approach that brought about the problems in the first place. The only way to ensuring prosperity for Africa and jobs for our young populations is through value addition activities in a transformed and diversified modern economy in which we take full advantage of the digital revolution. In other words, the industrial development of our continent. And we are determined to ensure the realization of this so that our young people can stay and devote their great energies to the building of a great Africa. It is worth recounting at this juncture the inspiring words of the American politician, William Jennings Bryan, that, and I quote, "Destiny is not a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for. It is a thing to be achieved." Unquote. There are many amongst us who cannot accept that it is only Asians who can engineer in a generation the transition from poverty to prosperity. We are determined to do that in our generation in Ghana, on the continent, in and ensure that succeeding generations will be neither victims nor pawns of the global war. This will serve as the impetus for reshaping the continent and charting a new path of growth and development in freedom, which will lift the long-suffering African masses out of poverty to the realms of prosperity and dignified existence. In conclusion, let me reaffirm the commitment of my government and Ghana in standing shoulder to shoulder with the United States in the promotion of human rights on the African continent and across the globe. We stand shoulder to shoulder with the United States in the rejection of terrorism as a legitimate means of resolving political disputes. We appreciate the courageous commitment and the lead role being played in the fight against terrorism by the United States in several parts of the world, including the Sahel region of West Africa. We stand shoulder to shoulder with the United States in attempting to develop our economies to provide opportunities for its citizens to fulfill their aspirations, especially the youth. We stand ready to renew and deepen our relations with the United States of America for the progress and prosperity of our two peoples. May God bless us all and the peoples of the United States of America and Ghana. Thank you for your attention.